It's Saturday, the 31st of December, 1988. You're tuned to Boyneside Radio, broadcasting on the following frequencies. On medium wave, 210 metres, 225 metres and 244 metres. In stereo VHF on 97.7, 98, 100.5, 101.4 and 106.1. In shortwave to Europe on the 49-metre band, 6205 kHz and 6231 kHz. From now until 3 o'clock, we present Boyneside Radio saying goodbye.
And can I add everybody's kettle and electric irons and fridges and everything else? Thank you, David, a familiar voice on Boyneside Radio. For the next 2 hours, we're going to entertain you with the voices past and present on Boyneside Radio, with some memories up our sleeves as well. We start off with this, which should bring back memories to lots of people.
Sounds like you wanna
was our closed-down theme, one of the early ones from somewhere around the beginning of 1979. I'm not exactly sure when we started using that. Sounds like you want to hear. Now, I'm joined in Studio 2 by one of the first people I met the very first day I walked into these very self-same premises, and he is Mr. David Brown. He's not ready yet. Fair enough. He's not ready yet. Where has he gone? Okay, we won't ask that question. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give you, start off anyway, with as many as I could possibly remember. I sat down last night and really thought hard of all the people I had the pleasure of working with here over the past 10 years. And the first guy who ever told me about the station opening up in Drogheda was Paddy Everett, somewhere around August, September in 1978. I was working in Dundalk at the time, and Paddy came down and said, we're starting a station in Drogheda. We're getting a few people interested, a few businessmen interested. And I said, oh yeah, great. And we'll be looking for DJs, so we'll be chasing you when it opens up, and we hope that you'll come along and join us. And actually, that was, I think, the very beginning. We have the boss there. He says he's not going to go on, but we will definitely twist his arm to come on to tell us exactly how the idea came about to start off Boyneside Radio, or local radio Drogheda. David, are you there?
I'm in here, yes, indeed.
Yeah, David, you're one of the very first people to meet me on my very first day when I walked up those horrible... How many steps are there in Donaghy's Mill? We should know them by now.
I've forgotten, I think, at this
yeah,
stage.
Well,
I just banged my knee on the table, so excuse me now while I console myself here for a second.
Yeah, well, you remember when we had to jump across the hatch, as it was, as such?
So yes.
There was so much security in those days.
Is that what you called it? It was indeed. It was a deterrent. Of course, the famous story about the roof, I think it's happened to everybody at some stage, was one particular day I was in there by myself doing a programme. and I put on a track from Simon and Garfunkel to go down and open the door. Now, opening the door was a complicated procedure. You had to ring from the telephone downstairs, and then we would run across the roof, jump over the transmitter on the way, then get down to the roof, open one door, open the other door, and then get let the person in. Of course, what happened to the record? It stuck.
I remember it well. Was it Mrs. Robinson or something
it,
like
it
that?
It was exactly Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah. The old memory is coming back.
So that was one of the incidences of running across the roof, indeed.
The early days, how did you get involved, David?
I got involved from an unusual way, in the sense that RTE, you know that three-letter word?
Yeah.
They arrived into town to set up Community Radio Drogheda for about a week, I think it was. And I think you'll hear from somebody else later on who was also involved in that.
Yes, one esteemed gentleman.
Yes, indeed. I shall say no more. And I think it was only a couple of months afterwards that I was approached one day in West Street by a gentleman wearing glasses by the name of Paddy Everett.
Yeah, I think we owe a lot to poor old Paddy.
Indeed.
He started up the whole thing. He worked around at everybody, got everybody interested, and then he just faded into the background. But I'm sure he's listening in this afternoon.
I hope he is, indeed, because he came up to me and he says, you were on that radio thing, weren't you? And I said, yes. He said, right, we need somebody to read the news. Now, the complication was that I was still at school at the time, and I used to leave school at 12:30 at the lunch break, which was in Duke Street, dash over to the studio, up the stairs with bits and pieces of news script in my hand, try to catch your breath by the time either somebody would introduce the news, read the news story, dash back down and go back to school. So I did that for a couple of months, just reading the news. And then the thing that happens in all the Hollywood stories is somebody couldn't make it for one of the afternoon programs one day. And I got my big chance. And then that's where I started in the drive time program. At that stage, I'd finished at school, and I think I spent almost 3 or 4 months doing that program, and then got bumped to the morning. And I think we might even dig something out of the archives.
We have something. Oh,
oh,
yes,
have?
We do.
Uh-oh.
We do.
I was afraid you're going to say that.
We have one of your breakfast shows, all right. Now, any idea when exactly the station did commence full-time broadcasting? There was a lot of testing, I remember, going on.
There was. I remember listening to it with curiosity one day. This is before I got involved, and there was DJ number one, and DJ number two would come on the air. I think we were being very, very shy at the time. And there was all sorts of guessing and wondering as to who these different DJs were with the unusual numbers. I think, though, the transmitter at the time was very, very poor, in the sense it was terrific for the time. But
it was 9 watts. On my first visit to the station, I remember, I think it was Gavin who brought me in and said, be careful, don't stand the transmitter, that's it on the floor, but the size of two cigarette boxes.
I think if somebody turned on a couple of light bulbs in the place, that was it. The transmitter was left shrouded out by all the other sounds and interference. I don't think you could hear it after 6 o'clock.
No, and it was inclined to drift. If you had it tuned in by the evening, it would have drifted up the band somewhere.
But you know what was interesting about that, and it's easy for us to be slightly sarcastic about it, is that every single day that station was on the air, it did something new.
Yes.
And improved.
Yeah.
And it's done that for years, is that, you know, every day that it was on the air, and particularly in the early days, whether it was we got a new news jingle or whether it was we decided to, I mean, those were the days of theme tunes, by the way.
Oh,
I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, yes.
Theme like tunes. Grandfather here sitting here talking about this, but that was the way it was.
Theme tunes were a great little invention, because if you were changing over, or you'd put on some of these, your last theme tune, run out and let the next person in.
That was it.
Everybody's theme tune was on the wall behind you.
That's right. They were on a series of little record sleeves way up there. And of course, if you didn't particularly like somebody, terrible things would happen to their theme music.
I know. Other stories. I know. Can you remember any of the people? I have a list here. I was jogging my memory last night. A list of DJs. I start.
Do.
Yeah, Paddy Everett is first on the list anyway.
Yes, indeed.
And Gavin Duffy was in Dundalk with me at the time, and Gavin converted me over to Drogheda. Uh-huh. Gavin twisted my arm and said, come up to Drogheda, great things going up there. A very small transmitter, but everybody listening to the station.
Well, I'm going to embarrass you now, because I remember your first day. I remember the day you arrived, you see, and we were all in awe of this fellow that was coming down from Dundalk, because he'd been on the radio much longer than any of the rest of us. And he arrived down, and I remember meeting you in the studio, and I said, oh God, I've got to impress this fella.
Yes.
So we were all out to impress you that day. I don't know what sort of impression we left with.
Yeah, I'm not too sure how I impressed everybody else. But anyway, Paddy Everett, Gavin Duffy, Martin Kay, myself, Heady Eddie, David Brown. Des Wilson did a show or two for a week. I remember that as well.
He
a show. Kevin Kent, you remember?
Yes, and Kevin Kent and the lady with the dog and the washing line.
Madam X. And John Mack. John McCormick, of course. He did a weekend show.
Yeah.
Anya did a show.
Uh-huh.
Mike Morgan.
Right.
Maeve Wickham.
I was wondering if you're going to remember Maeve.
Oh, I wouldn't forget Maeve. And Tommy Turpin came up from Dundalk, did one Top 40 show, you remember, on a Sunday.
That's right.
Brian Jones, who's now Alec Evans on Telstar. Eric Vaughan.
Yes, I met him the other day in Cork.
Yeah. We ran, do you remember we ran a competition for DJs?
Yes, indeed I do, because...
Yeah. If you just keep talking, I'll get it ready. Okay,
well, I'll tell you a little bit about that. This was the stage where expansion was due, and I can't even remember if the name had changed at that stage, but I think there was a new transmitter on the way, and we were going to get bigger and better and a whole lot of other things. So we were looking around for new talent to see who would be the new voice that would be on Boyneside Radio. It was our first venture into competitions. And remember, at this stage now, there was no Radio 2, or indeed there was nobody on VHF. It was very much either that or Radio Éireann on the other side. So there were lots of people sent in various different pieces of tape. And, we put together a promotion to attract people.
Yes. We have it ready.
You have it
by
ready.
The way. Yeah.
Oh, good. I was just wondering because I can't see what he's doing.
Were you running out of steam?
I was actually.
Right.
Yes.
Here we go.
Start reading
this
the diary.
Was it. It was sometime around January 1979. Here we go.
You're tuned to local radio Drogheda Broadcasting on 225 meters on the medium wave band. The time is 7:30. We join Gavin Duffy for his breakfast show.
7:30 on LRD, and it's a very good morning to you all. Welcome aboard the breakfast show. I'm with you right through till 9:30.
And a very good afternoon, one and all. Welcome to Afternoon Delight, 2 hours of non-stop music here on LRD, All Action Radio. From now till 4 o'clock with yours truly, Heady Eddie.
The time is 5:30. You're homeward bound with David Brown. Evening everyone, we're homeward bound, 5:30 to 6:30, Monday to Friday, with me, David Brown.
You two could be like David Brown.
Or even Gavin Duffy.
Or Heady Eddie.
In a job that's simply...
bubbling over with!
These men took this very same opportunity in the 60s.
Kenny Everett.
Dave Lee Travis.
Ed Stewart.
Simon D.
Emperor Roscoe.
Mark Wesley. All the cream of the crop took this very same opportunity we're now about to offer you. Not only do we offer you this super opportunity, but huge cash prizes also. Boyneside Advertising are offering our DJ champion a super prize of £100.
Excuse me, Gavin, who's it open to and how do you enter?
It's simple, David. Anybody between the ages 9 and 90 can call to our offices at 14 Mill Lane, Trinity Street, Drogheda and ask for an entry form.
That's 14 Mill Lane, Trinity Street in Drogheda.
And then you've a chance of winning £100 plus an opportunity of working on...
Station with the happy... different.
You're in tune with LRD and now we present the winner of our DJ competition.
Could this be you?
Do you remember, David, who actually was the winner?
I'm sorry, I'm in fits of laughter.
Come on, do you remember
thing.
The winner?
I do, actually, yes.
Who was it?
Well, he used to like eating curry on his
That's
lorry.
Right, he was in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his name just happened to be next on the list here.
Yeah.
Ken Murray.
Ken
he
Murray,
was the winner,
indeed,
yes.
Yes, and a broadcaster still.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you remember Seamus McKenna? Yeah, what's going on out here?
Know,
what's going on out here?
Found that funny.
Is somebody popping corks or something? I don't know. Anyway,
yes. Is it a broadcaster probably? Was the joke.
Seamus McKenna.
Yes.
Dave Jewell.
Oh, yes, Dave Jewell. The,
yes.
The Biggles.
Yeah, you remember Porrick Roden? He did the very first country show.
Do you know, you've caught me on that one.
Yeah, there
did.
You are.
Yeah.
Oh, I was really, really going back to the archive.
You've done your research.
Done my homework.
Right.
You remember Steve Brown? Steve Brown.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then Dermot Finglas joined sometime in late 79, as did Peter Madison.
Peter Madison. I've got some. What was his crystal ball predictions that he
Madam Madison's horoscope predictions. And then we had Willie Dillon. You remember the shows we used to do in the evening, the specialist programs? Willie Dillon.
Our version of Today Tonight, I beg your pardon. That was very good.
We had Willie Dillon, we had Liam McGregor, Lord of Mercy on him.
Yeah.
And Tony Clayton Lee. Specialist shows
He's
in the evening.
Anya
did a specialist show as well. And then we were sometime around 1980, I think, with DJs Darren Nelson, Richard Kenny, Neil O'Brien, Kevin Paul, Niall McGowan, Stuart Scott, Mike Tlusky, Sean Nealon, Declan McGowan, Jim Kenny, Jackie Morgan, Pat McGrogan, Jim Agnew, Owen Barry, Elaine Taylor, Brian Hatch, Michael Gerard, Micah Hearn, Kieran Murray, Dave C., Mark Garvey, Colin Patrick, Robbie Byrne, Yvonne Lenehan, Tony Davis, Frank Ryan. I certainly hope I haven't left anybody out.
I don't think you have, apart from the cat.
Well, who?
The cat.
Yeah, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back in a few moments' time. Hold on.
Ring in the new year in the Viaduct Arms, Shop Street, Drogheda. It's party night on New Year's Eve. Music by Timbuktu, admission £5, including supper. Sunday night, New Year's night, the fabulous Ricky and Phil. Celebrate New Year's weekend in the Viaduct Arms, Shop Street, Drogheda.
McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda. New films, Baby Boom, Suspect starring Cher, Monster Squad, Batteries Not Included, Steven Spielberg, A Month in the Country, Midnight Crossing, Amazing Story, Volume 7, A Christmas Carol, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Hairspray, Freeway, Warbirds, Making Mr. Right, Crime Story Part 6, Love and War, Hollow Point, Friday's Course, Bellman and True, Morris, and new music videos, George Michael, Faith, Ross, Push Tour, and In Excess, Kick the Video Flick. All for you at McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda.
Is your car engine tired but the body in good condition? If the answer's yes, then it's time to change it. Let the specialists do the job for you at Cunningham Motor Centre at Slumney Navan. Their stock is of API, Japanese and European engines, with a full petrol engine only costing £150 plus VAT, and full diesel engine £600 plus VAT, with no exchange necessary. Fitting and diesel conversion service also available, as well as heavy commercial engines now in stock. Remember, API and Cunningham Motor Centre at Slumney Navan are the names to trust. Telephone them for an appointment on 046 23837, but do it now.
Twigs Winter Sale, now on with fantastic reductions. Like £10 off selected styles of denims, trousers from £9.99, and up to £15 off shirts and knitwear. At the Twigs Winter Sale. Twigs, West Street, Drogheda, Dundalk and Navan Shopping Centre. Twigs Winter Sale, now on.
Cassidy's great sale is now on with massive reductions on Cassidy's vast array of stylish fashions, knitwear and underwear for all the latest designs for ladies, teens, children's and menswear, all at incredibly low prices. It's got to be Cassidy's sale, now on.
For style and more price, nobody beats Cassidy's.
We at the Green Scene Show thank you for your patronage during 1988. We're looking forward to seeing you in 1989 in Walker's Hotel every Thursday night, the Tavern Toher every Saturday night, and the Big Tree Lounge Slaughterhead every Sunday night. We would like to wish you a happy new year and look forward to seeing you in 1989 at the Green Scene Show, Torquay Míle Fáilte Róimhe Galair.
On the night, the 2nd of January, is a night not to be missed. At the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Drogheda, it's the fabulous Tony Allen in concert. Don't forget, Tony Allen from Foster and Allen. It's on Monday, the 2nd of January. Doors open at 8 p.m. Come early to avoid disappointment at Beverly's Nightclub, the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Drogheda. It's Tony Allen.
Sale starts Tuesday, January the 3rd at 10 a.m. at Furs of Ireland Abbey Shopping Centre. Huge reductions on leathers, sheepskins and furs. All other stock reduced.
We have to rent at Donaghy's Mill, Drogheda. Factory units. storage space, or even radio studios. Our rent is as low as £25 per week with no extras. So whatever size of unit you're looking for, why not call to Donaghy's Mill, Trinity Street, Drogheda, or phone 041 36242. That's 041 36242.
Dean Friedman and his version of a song called Ariel. It's an unusual song indeed. Dean Friedman brings out these records that are really, they're brilliant. You know, he's had ones like Lydia and Lucky Stars and various ones like that. I'm looking forward to his next release. Here's the latest one from the Beach Boys from their album, The Light Album, L.A. 17 minutes away from 10 o'clock, and here's a song to Lady Linda.
You're listening to Boyneside Radio, broadcasting on AM and FM and shortwave all over Europe today. We're just reminiscing over the past little over 10 years we've been on the air. As you know, we closed down at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We just turn our attention to advertising just for a few moments' time while we get a few more old memory joggers lined up. The very first person I remember selling adverts in Boyneside was Kieran Matthews. We used to call him Squealer for some reason or other. And Bernie Rooney then, Mary Clare, Steve Brown and his wife, Joe Price, Kathleen Worth, Jenny McRae, Maura McGlinchey, Jackie Morgan, Tara McDonald, Fiona Matthews, and they all worked in advertising on Boyneside Radio. Are you there, David, or what's he doing? Is he over there working on something? Right, we'll just go back to one of his shows, his breakfast shows in 1979.
Beach Boys, 13 minutes away from 10.
Buying a new car? Then call to the people with Ireland's favourite car range. M. Smith & Sons, Drogheda, for Ford. Whether it's the luxurious Ford Granada, the million-selling Fiesta, the stylish Ford Capri, or the superbly safe Cortina. Or like millions of other Irish people, you might opt for Ireland's best-selling family car and Europe's greatest rally winner, the Ford Escort. So if you're thinking of buying a car, think of M. Smith & Sons for the best Ford deal in Drogheda. Ford at M. Smith. Test drive one today.
Ooh, what a life.
Well, does that bring back memories to you, David?
No, it embarrasses me incredibly.
Not as half embarrassing as my bit coming up. My bit is coming up as well later on, my own embarrassment bit.
Well, I hope we've improved a little bit since then.
Little bit, a little
no,
bit.
No, there's a big roar outside.
We got worse.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. One of the things that I remember it particularly is that before we went 24 hours a day, when we used to actually open up in the morning.
Oh, yes.
And we're going back to, I think it was about 7:30 in the morning we used to open. One of the things I particularly remember was we were talking about Kevin Kent earlier on and his dog. There was a dog in Mill Lane which was probably very severely underfed, because as you walk down the laneway, it would always make an attempt to have breakfast on you. And coming down the lane in the morning, they used to have a particular routine. About 7 o'clock, I'd be coming across West Street. And then you'd make a quick dash down in through the gate and upstairs. Needless to say, working at 7:30 in the morning, I wasn't always wide awake, as I think you'll hear in a moment.
Hmm. Okay, here we go.
Bannock Jailiv, August Fortune of Law Ella, a radio fubble in the Boyne. Good morning, and welcome to yet another day's broadcasting from Boyneside Radio, broadcasting on 225 metres medium wave, a frequency of 1314 kilohertz. The time now is 7:30. On today, Friday morning, the 18th of January, 1980. And welcome to another day's broadcasting, 15 and a half hours broadcasting from Boyneside Radio, your community radio station, broadcasting right through until 11 o'clock this evening. From now until 9:30, it's the Boyneside Radio Breakfast Show.
David Brown.
Yes, memories flooding back there, David.
Indeed they are.
7:30 in the morning, what an early start.
7:30 in the morning, and then I finish by about 9:30, and then back doing a bit of work for the rest of the day. You know, there's one thing I don't want to let slip while I'm sitting here in the studio, because I know there are other people who you are going to get in here and similarly embarrass and interrogate, is that I left Boyneside Radio, I think, a couple of months after that particular tape was heard, and I took a chance to go back to college. But it would have been totally impossible for me to do that without the help of Ebon MacDonald and indeed the station, because I think, at least I know I paid for the first 2 years at college by working here, right. And was the result of it, and I don't want today to slip or to go past without paying tribute to Ebon for that. It was very important to me.
Yeah, that just reminds me, we should indeed go back to the man himself who started the whole thing. They didn't actually know what they were letting themselves in for. Himself, Ebon, and a few of his associates got X amount of pounds. They didn't know whether they were going to have make money or going to lose money, but they decided to give Drogheda a station, and they actually did that. And I remember when Gavin was enticing me to come from Dundalk to Drogheda, he said, you should come and work for this man because he's a dead-on bloke. And I remember saying to my brother, my late brother who was killed recently there, Ebon MacDonald is starting a radio station in Drogheda. But he said, I advise you to go to him, he said, because I work for him and he's a great, great man to work for. And I think I will just add to what you say there. You know, stations have come and gone in Ireland over the past 10 years. People have said to me, why didn't you move on? Why didn't you move on? Because I'm very happy here. And Ebon ran a great station here. And he, most important of all, everybody from the word go got paid here.
That's what I want to say to you, Eddie. Yeah. Because just before I left, I actually had a chance to work in the office here. And I was looking after a few bits and pieces and stuff like that. And I know that there were weeks when he put his hand in his own pocket to
indeed.
Pay wages.
Indeed, because even the first day, I remember even coming up here, it was the first Christmas, and Boyneside closed down over Christmas for a couple of days or so. And I remember the next week coming back, getting your wage packet, and there was absolutely no ads. The first ad we had was the clock on the wall.
That's right.
Sponsored by Duffner's.
Duffner Time.
And the earliest one I remember was Larry Fay's and people like that, a few people, and Frank Buckley Electrics and all that. And you would get your wages, no matter what, you know, so it definitely... he definitely deserves a good round of applause, maybe.
Definitely.
Maybe, yes.
I think you'll hear more from other people as well on the same theme.
We will. We've an hour and a half left. I'm just going to go into some little bit now. Let's see what we have here.
This is Boyneside Radio broadcasting on 225 metres, 1310 kilohertz. We go over to the newsroom now for the 10 o'clock news headlines.
The News at 10, David Brown reporting. It's now believed that 17 people drowned in the gales which hit the Fastnet yacht race. 10 yachtsmen have been confirmed dead and 7 others are missing, presumed drowned. The victory of the Condor of Bermuda in a new record time under 7 hours has been overshadowed by the tragedies. Members of the government, TDs and senators, as well as senior public servants and heads of state-sponsored bodies, are getting a 17.5% pay increase. About half of it is backdated to June of last year. In Belfast, 16 people were arrested in raids this morning in connection with last Sunday's parade in the city, during which provisional IRA members displayed guns. Israeli commandos are reported to have killed several Palestinian guerrillas in raids along the south coast of Lebanon during the night. That's the news, and now for a look at the weather. Bright, sunny spells, and it'll be cool. That's the news and weather together, compiled this morning at our news desk by John Byrne and brought to you by myself, David Brown. The time, 1 minute past 10.
It's the Eric Brown Show.
Thank you, David, and I think we could make a newsreader out of you in the years to come. Eric Vaughan with you through until 12 midday on a Wednesday. It's the 15th of August. And, of course, as David was saying, the big race meeting of the day, of course, at Dundalk. Who knows, I might go up there around about 12 o'clock myself and have a little flutter.
Yes, good old Eric Vaughan there, a man indeed fond of many a flutter. David, you're back with us.
I am indeed. I'm absolutely livid. You're, there was no love lost at times between the two of us. I think that came over the air very clearly.
Oh, indeed. Eric was great at slagging everybody off, especially on the air. You know, we all slagged each other behind the scenes. Well,
definitely.
On the air. Yeah. We will mention Dermot Kearns, who did a great show here midday. Mm-hmm. DK That's asked right. the questions. And Jim Kearns as well. Jim was a great supporter of the station. He was with us all the way. He's not too well at the moment. We wish him all the best.
Indeed.
But he was with us all the way in the early days and backing us for the licenses. We were looking down through the years, mm-hmm. all the bills that came right. out. And this, unfortunately, is the one which actually pulls the plug and makes way for the new, off of the old, on with the new.
I don't know. You could be very sad and very sentimental about everything, but I think we have been on long enough and around long enough to have made our mark on the future and what radio is going to be like, because I think if it wasn't for Boyneside and stations like it, there would be no legislation. There would still be one channel broadcasting, coming on the air at 6 o'clock and going off the air at 8. We have been responsible for bringing about a change. I don't think, you know, a lot of times people said that we were people being going on the radio like this were irresponsible and they were dangerous and they were anarchistic and everything like that. I don't think we were. I think there was great responsibility shown by a lot of people.
Yeah, there was great, electric atmosphere of when actually the station came to Drogheda. Drogheda had its own station, and we all always have held it as our own station.
That's right, and people have been a tremendous support to it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, 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 indeed. And one gentleman we want to mention today, he's not with us, unfortunately. May he rest in peace. David Crosby, who did a programme especially for the disabled.
That's right.
We are also here. Was that what it was called?
That's right.
I think
and
so.
David also did a television programme, if you remember.
Yes, Boyneside. We'll get to that a wee bit later on. Yes, indeed. Anybody else now you want to mention?
No, I'm just
from your own point of view, David.
From my own point of view, I'm just hoping that the people who have been involved over the last while will continue to get involved. I mean, they have, as it is, a talent that's built up, and they have an experience that's built up that's going to be in demand, wherever it's going to be in demand from, but it will be, and it's up to these people to continue on the good work they've been doing.
Well, we've sort of laid the foundations anyway, you know, for local radio in this area.
For over
10 years,
yep.
We've proved it to be successful. We'll take another break. Stay with us. We have 1 hour and 25 minutes left of broadcasting. Stay with us.
The Old Thatch Drum Conrath proudly present a £1,000 talent contest. Starting Saturday, January the 7th, continuing every Saturday. £20 to heat winners. All talents welcome. Music by selected bands. Enter on the night or by phoning 54235. That's 54235. Old Thatch Drum Conrath, County Meath. £1,000 talent contest.
Jackie's, Lauren Street in Drogheda. Fantastic sale now on. Genuine reductions on everything.
On the night, the 2nd of January, is a night not to be missed. At the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Drogheda, it's the fabulous Tony Allen in concert. Don't forget Tony Allen from Foster and Allen. It's on Monday, the 2nd of January. Doors open at 8 p.m. Come early and avoid disappointment at Beverly's Nightclub, the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Drogheda. It's Tony Allen.
This is your world of fashions and the pace.
Cassidy's great sale is now on, with massive reductions on Cassidy's vast array of stylish fashions, knitwear and underwear, for all the latest designs for ladies, teens, children's and menswear, all at incredibly low prices. It's got to be Cassidy's sale, now on.
For style and for price.
Are you going to the party that lasts from 1 year to the next this New Year's Eve at the Cunningham Arms Hotel Slane? Tickets $18.75 and a limited number are available. Phone the Cunningham Arms Hotel now on 041-241-55.
Hello, Tommy Leddy from the Sound Shop, Drogheda here. I want to wish all our customers and friends a Happy New Year And on behalf of all at the Sound Shop, I want to thank Bynside Radio for all the business and pleasure it gave us over the last number of years. I hope to hear Bynside again in the near future. From the Sound Shop, the home of music in Ireland, for the last time. Bye-bye now.
Corrigan and Mark, West Street, Drogheda, for all life assurance, school fees, endowment mortgages, motor and property insurances. Phone 38600 or 31199. Corrigan and Martin, West Street, Drogheda, wishing all our clients and friends a prosperous new year.
The Sweet Shop, Abbey Shopping Centre, Drogheda, January sale starts Tuesday the 3rd of January. Doors open 10 a.m. Great reductions on all sweets. Drelon sweets from as little as £199. The Sweet Shop, Abbey Shopping Centre, Drogheda, sale starts Tuesday the 3rd of January. Doors open 10 a.m.
Dana had a lovely song called It's Going to Be a Cold, Cold Christmas Without You, and we'll dedicate that on this Christmas Day to Mrs. Rita Kenny. And speaking of cold, cold Christmas, it's going to be a very warm, warm Christmas for some people here on the Boyne side. And Dermot has stayed back after his programme because I want him to tell us all about this wonderful coal appeal that has been going on here on Boyne Side Radio. And those of you who are not normally around and listening to us during the day won't know about it. So, Dermot, welcome in to my part of the programme. And
Thank you, David.
Tell us about the coal appeal? Because even I was out of town when you started the appeal. How did it go and what was it about?
Well, there was a coal appeal. The community services approached us in conjunction with the Junior Chamber of Commerce, the Junior Chamber of Commerce, to get some coal for the old folks and the needy of the town. So we started an appeal, and well, it went all right for the week, but then the first week, in a matter of 10 days, it went out of all proportions. The people of Drogheda just opened up their pockets, opened up their hearts, and we received a grand total of 500 bags of coal. That is to the tune of £2,500. And it's not finished yet. It's still coming in.
It's still coming in. And to people who want to maybe contribute to the appeal, is it closed?
Well, it's officially closed on the radio station because, as you know yourself, over the Christmas period, we're extremely busy. Mm-hmm. But they can throw some money into the Community Service Centre if they care to donate something to
it. Your programme was the centre point.
I would just leave it there. That's David Brown speaking to Dermot Finglas one Christmas Day a couple of years ago. Right now in the studio, joining me is Dermot Finglas, the man with a voice famous for...
Hello there.
Hello there. Dermot, welcome along to this very last day, the last couple of hours on Boyne Side Radio. Dermot, what memories have you of Boyne Side or... Tell us something about it.
A lot of good memories, Eddie.
Yeah.
A lot of very, very good memories indeed. First of all, the personnel I worked with, extremely good people. And nice crack, nice bit of fun. Always welcome when you come into work, and always welcome when you went out of work.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, we'll get somebody pass a calculator. We work that one out. So you joined sometime, Dermot, around about 1979, Country Convoy.
That's right, straight from the colliery to the Country Convoy. So, I joined around that time, Eddie, and I met Gavin Duffy one day, and he said that I had something I didn't realise I had, but I'm glad that he did now, because I'm glad that I contributed a little bit over the last couple of years towards Boyneside Radio.
Well, Dermot, you played some country music. You did all kinds of programmes, didn't you, down through the years?
I've done a lot, Eddie.
And you have a very distinctive voice, a great voice. How can somebody get a voice like yours, Dermot?
Well, at that time, I think Powers were in operation over in Narrow West Street, in West Street. And I think it was a half a dollar a shot.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to rap for half a dollar, and I kept it ever since.
Would you like to say goodbye to all your listeners, Dermot?
Yes, I would, especially a lot of people who have... supported me and the station in general over the last couple of years.
Indeed. Far too numerous to mention. We could go into mentioning names and then we might leave somebody out, but there's so many people you would like to mention, but you know, we just simply haven't the time anyway, but everybody in general.
Everybody in general, yes. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Dermot. Thank you very much indeed, Dermot. We'll be talking to Áine Ní Gaoir next, because Áine was one of the longest running members as well, along with myself. I think Áine joined a month after me, so we'll be talking to Áine in a few minutes. At this stage, I would like to say a big thanks to one gentleman who did a heck of a lot for Boyne Side Radio over the past 10 years, and that's Tommy Leddy in the sound shop, because everything we have around us, tape machines, mixers, microphones and everything else, all came from Tommy Leddy, and I think he did a great job and he's a great guy, and he helped us right up, as you see, even advertising on the last hour. Tommy is a great man indeed, and he helped us all the way. Now, we had a meeting in Drogheda sometime round the beginning of 1981. While we're getting a few more bits and pieces together, we'll just run that on. I'd like to say thanks to Miles Johnson, by the way, and all the boys in Kiss FM in Monaghan. They closed at 6 yesterday, and they phoned us about a half an hour ago to wish us all the best. And thanks indeed, lads. And, well, we're going to go back now to 1981. We had a meeting in Drogheda, and it went something like this.
Hello, this is Gavin Duffy, reminding you that tonight at 8 o'clock in the Parochial Centre, Peter Street, Drogheda, there's a meeting on and concerning the future of local radio in this area. The meeting will launch a campaign to legalise local radio. We can't do that without your support. So on behalf of all of the staff at Boyneside Radio, on behalf of the Community Services Centre and the other organisations involved, come to the public meeting in the Parochial Centre, Peter Street, Drogheda, tonight at 8 o'clock.
Well, that was one of our public meetings we had, and we had a great response to that, and that was to get a legal licence for the station sometime around about 1981. We're going to take a record and get a few things organised, so do bear with us. We've 1 hour and 17 minutes left on Bubbling Boyneside Radio.
Say goodbye.
Coming on 14 minutes before 2, Boyneside Radio, the 31st day of December 1988, a day to remember to mark the end of broadcasting as it is in Ireland. And you're listening to Boyneside Radio, AM, FM and shortwave. And we would like to thank Frank Buckley as well. He was involved in Boyneside in the early days. And as we said, Tommy Leddy, we bought all our stuff off Tommy Leddy. We always shopped in Drogheda bought all our stuff in Drogheda. We're going to open up the round table, so we hope you're all out there in the round. Are we all out there? That's just glad to know somebody else is working here today. Now, will somebody say something? Maybe we'll entice Mike Ahern over to the microphone, will we? Oh. Mike Ahern has been broadcasting quite a long time.
Thank you.
Mike, how are you?
I'm tolerably well, actually. It's a strange day, and it's a day you'd have mixed emotions, but I think most of them would be... Do you know, this reminds me of the very first days of local radio in County Louth, when you had to hold a microphone in your hand because the microphone stand was ready to collapse. It's nice to know that some old habits die very, very hard, indeed.
You were involved with local radio Drogheda, or what was it called? Community Radio Phobail Drogheda,
wasn't it? It was RTE's Radio Phobail Drogheda, yeah.
Exactly.
But we won't say too much about that. Although it was actually for a lot of people, the stepping stone to greatness.
Yeah, the first taste of local radio we've got.
It was, but local radio improved dramatically after that and has continued to improve over the past 10 years or so.
Yes, you worked in Carousel for a long time.
I didn't you? Did indeed. That's where I went after the RTE venture in Drogheda, and I spent a very exciting and exhilarating number of years there. Some people would say that there were 7 odd years or so, and some of them were very odd. It was a most amazing place. There were the most amazing people probably I've ever met. And it's a thing about local radio that it attracts a very strange breed of person to work on it.
Well, thanks very much.
And I think we've heard a lot of evidence of that today, and we probably hear more evidence of it. But yes. It was very exciting, and I suppose it just gives people a taste of excitement, a taste of things that may come in the future sometime.
Indeed, we're all very, very hopeful indeed. You also worked in news when you came to Boyneside in about 85, I think, was it?
More or less. Yeah. It was something over 3 and a bit years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, news is something that I've always believed in, that should be an integral part of local radio. And it's something that gives you a great buzz, because it means you're all the time trying to meet deadlines. And it's a great way of staying alert and staying alive, because there's...